Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to an exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
Here we go again, having a good old chat and playing it to our friends.
Beautiful. Now, if you're wondering why Tom is channeling that song, then enjoy the episode because we don't cover that song.
for 35 minutes, we cover that song.
We do that and a bunch of songs by Cast as well. Tom's rendition of Sandstorm at around the 25 minute mark is incredibly moving. Anyway, yes, enough of this indie disco shenanigans. What else do we have to say? You know what? It's a rare start where we don't have Flatshare Slamdowns to sell because Clarkie is heading off for a month off on his holidays.
But it's his birthday celebration tour, isn't it?
Thanks to everybody who got in touch about Clarkie's birthday.
Thank you.
We're now in the pre-birthday period.
Yeah,
very exciting. Back into the pre-birthday period.
The countdown begins. Are you going to Australia to drum up excitement for your forthcoming birthday?
Yeah, that's it.
Sorry, it's a publicity tour.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's my fault. I got confused. I thought it was a victory lap for your last birthday, but we know that you know how to draw a line under things and move on.
Absolutely.
But if you are, if you'd like to hear more of us, then why not join the Patreon? patreon.com/pappysflatshare. We put out an extra bonus episode every single week. We do bonus beefs with all of our Beef Brothers guests. We have a bonus audio that you don't get in the live Flatshare Slamdown.
Bonus audio. Some people have said it's their favourite version of our output, you know.
Who said that?
I had that commented to me.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, there we go. Wow. We'll see what the fuss is all about. Get yourself over to the Patreon, and for just £4 every month. I mean, what's that? It's barely the price of a hot coffee, is it? You know, £4 a month. You'd hardly notice it, but you will get a lot in your inbox. You'll get 4, 5, possibly even 6 episodes every single month. So get over to the Patreon. Join today.
Otherwise, have fun with everyone, and we will
have fun with everyone, and enjoy
this house meeting.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Flatshare slam down. My wife was on a...
Who was that an impression of?
It became Borat, but it started very much more choral. Can you describe it as choral?
The choral?
Yeah.
This song's about me wife up in me lonely room. Mystic Scouse, the choral, weren't they? I was always quite jealous of what a great... genre to belong to.
Yes.
Not necessarily like the sound of that genre, but like on paper.
Mystic Scouse.
It's a hell of a label. Yeah. Just them?
I can't think of any others. I'm sure there must be bands, you know, there must be bands
I think,
currently.
Well, aren't the Lars? Did the Lars kick off Mystic Scouse?
Oh, maybe.
I didn't know about that.
I mean, they're certainly Scouse, but maybe. Are you looking it up? Are you finding out?
I don't know if I want to know, actually, because that's the mystic side of things, isn't it, really?
That's very true, yeah.
Yeah. If they've got a Wikipedia page, they've failed.
Also, it's not our style to fact check.
No, that's a very good point. So anyway, yeah, you were talking about your partner, your dear lady wife.
My partner was on her travels this morning with my daughter. And
can I just say, I don't know what the accent is now, because
it's anecdote's been told by the stars. It's a veritable trip down Hollywood Boulevard.
which Northern Hollywood
Paul
star
Hollywood Boulevard. Am I right? This hasn't risen. So anyway, well,
this is insane. Anyway, yes, go on.
She met a new mom for the first time because she went to a slightly different club. And that lady had a full calf tattoo of Helena Bonham Carter.
Helena Bonham Carter?
Yes. Helena Bonham Carter. It's a big choice, I think. It's an interesting choice to me.
Yeah.
It's a massive choice.
Do you know any more details? Because obviously you want to know, is it Helena Bonham Carter just in her civvies, which is already quite sort of costumey? You know, she dresses in that particular way.
Does Helena Bonham Carter have... It feels like Helena Bonham Carter's civvies are already quite gothic.
Yes, yes, yes.
I wonder how dressed down Helena Bonham Carter ever gets.
Well, that's no question to ask of a lady. Tom!
And can
please.
I have it tattooed on my calf?
Can I have a look at her exposed calf and then I'll get a tattoo of her calf on mine?
It's all very tasteful unless you lower the gym sock. So
do you think when HBC splitted up with Burton?
Yeah, Tim Burton, yeah.
Do you think she went the other, like, what I would have done is right, kind of started dressing in really kind of like dowdy, like pink cardigan or like just
I thought you meant like she'd start dressing like in like really bright colours, like looking like a member of you know, another
K-pop
and well, I was going to think new rave, another genre that
Mystic
burned
rave.
Brightly and then disappeared. But yeah, or maybe K-pop. I'm sure.
Who's getting into new rave? Is that Klaxons?
It's Chick Chick Chick. They're getting in there.
I'm well out. My
Chick Chick
here.
Chick are certainly they're certainly in play.
Yeah. Were the Klaxons new
Klaxons
rave?
Klaxons were definitely new rave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it. Two bands.
same again.
Are there any other genres we can think of where it's only two bands typify the genre?
Well, I imagine there's some new rave heads out there going absolutely nuts.
Yeah, they're like, The Lars. For goodness sake.
The first new rave band, The Lars.
Okay. Block Party are being mentioned.
Oh, come on. I don't know about that.
They're being bandied around by Wikipedia.
You're looking it up.
He's looking I did look that one up. Anywho.
It's a big, bold decision to get somebody else, especially somebody that you don't know personally, tattooed on your body, which begs the question, if you had to do it, who are you doing? Celeb
the ultimate
body
question.
Part. Celeb body part. That's where we...
Do we say celeb body part or are we saying actor body part? Because the thing that's interesting to me is, like, I get musicians.
I can tell you,
we're on similar wavelengths, do you know what I mean? I rock up to them, I say, what's your genre? You know? Oh, yeah, okay. If it's not two words, I'm not interested. You need a two-word genre, mate.
Two
okay?
words, two bands. Two bands, that's it.
The last.
That's how you define a genre.
Adjective, noun. Yeah?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Scouser is the noun, rather than scouse being the noun. Might be adjective there. Another great new rave band. We all remember Adjective.
That's what I'm interested in. Is I think the fact that it's an actor. I will come clean on more details about the old HBC Inc. It was her playing the part of the Queen of Hearts in the Tim Burton remake
right.
of Alice in Wonderland.
Oh boy.
And that's that makes a big it a choice.
That it makes it choice? A weirder choice for me
yeah,
because
it really does.
If I get the Queen of, if you're gonna have the Queen of Hearts tattooed, I'd be like, fair play.
Yeah.
And but you'd be thinking Disney.
Yeah, the Disney or those fantastic drawings from the books themselves, right?
Yes.
Look pretty amazing. Why would you go for Helena Bonham? I mean, you know what? Did she ask about the significance? Did she check it definitely was her and not just it was like her auntie or something? Oh, there's work going on next door if you can hear a bit of noise, by the way. Did Jane say, is that Helena Bonham Carter from the movie Alice in Wonderland?
No. I don't think she had to.
No, I guess you don't.
Yeah. It's a very memorable
visual. You take one look at the kid in her arms and go, well, it's not them. It's definitely Helena Bonham Carter.
She didn't ask was, is Helena Bonham Carter your auntie? Because it could have been both of those things.
Do you think, though, right, if she was your auntie, do you think that's the tattoo you'd get?
I would feel deeply uncomfortable if either of mine, like, if a nibbling turned up with a tattoo of me in any shape or form, I'm uncomfortable with
that. That said, if you said you had a tattoo of your auntie, I wouldn't be, like, I don't think I'd be surprised by that. I don't think she'd necessarily like it.
You would be surprised if I turned up and I'd had a picture of my auntie tattooed onto my body. You'd go, oh yeah, that's classic Parry.
No, I wouldn't say it's classic Parry. But I wouldn't be surprised. There's a huge chasm between not surprised and classic Parry. I wouldn't be surprised.
You wouldn't be surprised if I turned up with a picture of my aunt, an auntie tattooed on my body.
You're very close to your auntie. You love your auntie very much. If you did it, I would think, yeah, I can see why he's done that.
There we go.
Gosh. Wow. Each to their own, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, you're the one that's getting a tattoo, Tom.
It's not each to their own. I'm not saying I want you to do it.
My still alive auntie. Because crucially, Helena Bonham Carter is still alive.
Yes, yeah, you're still alive auntie.
You wouldn't go away from that meeting and say to someone, fucking hell, tattoo of his still alive auntie on his body.
Yeah, but I do that about everything you do to other people. That's all I talk about.
All down his calf, he's got a picture of his, and it's his auntie. It's his first tattoo.
I would find it quite moving, actually, I think. It's only because I've recently seen your auntie. That's the reason why I saw her recently. I thought,
you've seen a auntie. You don't know which auntie I'm getting yet.
Oh, hello.
Well, I would be surprised if it was the auntie that I hadn't seen recently. That's okay. I'll amend that. The auntie I saw in the last week of yours, I would not be surprised if you got a tattoo of her. I'm not saying I'm expecting you to do it.
I would be surprised, and it'd be me getting the tattoo.
Yeah.
I'd come out and go, I can't fucking believe I've just done that.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
But of course.
I'd say yeah. I think it's very nice. I'm actually very proud of you for doing it. I'm made up for you. I'm delighted.
Clarky, how are you dealing with it?
I would say, Clarky, if I were you, stay out of it.
I'm getting the same tattoo. In solidarity.
I'm going to go on record now and say, if either of you rock up with a tattoo of your still alive auntie, I'm going to
be surprised.
I'm going to be very surprised, in fact.
Yeah.
I'd go so far to say amazed.
We don't have aunties that are as nice as your auntie, though.
It's true.
What about if I got a tattoo of your auntie? There's lots
of people in my life who I think are really, really nice and who I'm very, very close to and who I love dearly.
Yeah.
But I'd say, well, none of them are getting a tattoo space on my calf. I don't care how nice they are. Like, some people are exceptionally nice to me.
That's only because you've got Helena Bonham Carter on both of them, mate. There's no room.
No car space left. You've got a wraparound tattoo. Yeah, no, okay, fair enough, fair enough. Well, I guess time will tell.
House meeting.
Can I get this pizza delivered to Nanita?
House meeting.
So, what actor are you guys getting? And where?
I think for me, I know, I don't know if you how you feel about this, but I'd be interested to put an extra spin on it, which is, which still alive actor?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I think that's fair, yeah. I think that's part of what makes this quite juicy.
Yes.
Is Bonham Carter could turn around and do anything in the next few years.
Oh, that's what you're thinking. Yeah. I guess that's true.
It's true.
Someone who got for example, a Morrissey tattoo might be going, oh, this, I'm regretting this now, considering what's come to light in the last few
years. That's why your auntie's such a safe bet. You know she's a safe pair of hands.
Is that the reason you won't get a tattoo of your auntie? Because she could do anything in the next few years? Because this has changed. Is that...
I mean, I
like you now, but I swear to God, I take you, Auntie, one day at a time.
Yeah,
like I do all people.
Like I do a lot of members of my family. Yeah. Like, if you're gonna get a tattoo of someone still alive on your calf,
yeah.
I think you've got to take out any element of being a wild card, and yes. Helena Bonham Carter. Even the chance of being a wild card. Like, look at even, like, you know, Keir Starmer's got Beer Gate hanging over him. You think, like, you know, you go 12 months ago, you'd be like, yes. Look, okay, if I have to play it safe.
Really
like
regretting the full back Keir tattoo I got.
He's not going to come, you know. But, like, you just, all I'm saying is it's got to be someone, you know.
Someone unimpeachable. Someone you hope is going to be unimpeachable first. Well
yeah.
Here's
Trump. Don't get Trump.
No. Don't be like, I mean, yeah. But well, here's the thing. Then you have to go national treasure who sadly may not be around for much longer. Right? Don't you? That's what you have to go.
Are you inching towards Dench?
I'm heading to Dench. Of course, I'm heading to Dench. Yeah,
that's good.
I think Judy Dench on your calf. On a summer's day, when you're wearing shorts, what a delight for the other people on the bus. What a treat.
What role?
Well, here's the thing.
Those insurance adverts she's doing.
Yeah, is that weird? Do you know what as well? Gutted. Because you know who was down to the last two? It was her or your auntie.
Yeah.
And if your auntie had got it, of course, your auntie is a shoo-in for my favourite actor. Yeah, okay. Can I go Regal again? Can I go Shakespeare in Love?
That's going to come across as a very patriotic tat, isn't it?
That is a tricky one, because then it's like, who's the tattoo of? Is it?
Well, that's what exactly where we are with HBC and the Queen of Hearts, you see. Crosby's done a very nice copycat tat there.
Yeah, yes, the Queen of Clubs.
I've played it close to my chest, I feel. Which, when you're short as me, the calves are close to the chest.
I was going to say, you're getting a bit closer to your chest.
I've been doing yoga, I should mention that. I'm really much more limber than I used to be. People can't see this, but I've actually got both my legs locked behind my head while I'm recording this. I think I need a little bit more blood to my brain, actually. But
I tell you what, if
Prince
you got
tattooed down your ribs,
right down my ribs, if you had Dench as the Queen in Shakespeare in Love, you
yes.
could say as a tattoo, it's like a nod to getting maximum reward for as little work as possible, or like you could give it like some kind of. You could
that
have
yeah.
it
true.
You could have yeah. it like that, couldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Shows up for 7 minutes, bosses it.
Yeah.
Gets the gong.
And then on the other calf, you could have a tattoo of yourself in Shakespeare in Love as an homage to your
that's right, yeah.
your award-winning screen performance.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
What would that look like? Would it be a crowd scene and then just a large red arrow pointing into the middle of the crowd?
Yeah, I think it would have to be. Otherwise, I mean, you know what? Maybe not the red arrow. Maybe it's a little treat for the kids to play Where's Wally, but with Dad.
Hey, do you know what? How long were you on screen for in Shakespeare in Love?
I would say
should have got an om.
I would say
Dench did 7.5 minutes and got an Oscar, right?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
So you maybe could have been in line for a People's Choice Award.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I was. Well, I was in the crowd. Yes. Whilst Dench was on the stage, so I was definitely there. You know, I may not have been technically on camera for the whole of that, but I was in that scene, so I've already got her 7, right? That's sorted.
Best
and I was also in a corridor scene as well. So here we go.
Maybe I've got
a couple more.
You've got more scenes than
more minutes on it.
Can you? Yeah, I don't know if you can claim the full 7 because it's not just a shot of the crowd whilst Dench doesn't work. That would have been an insane Oscar to give. Yeah, you can be seen, can't you? I have seen you. I think I've paused it and seen you.
Yeah, I can be seen in 2 different scenes. Yeah, it's not the tour de force. But I was much much younger. I didn't have the experience that Dench had. It's not the tour de force that Dench gives when she's performing as Queen Elizabeth.
So you're doing the Shakespeare in Love doubler. Dench on one calf.
Yep, crowd scene with me in it on the other calf.
And then some kind of, like, quite kind of gangster motto underneath Dench saying, like, get paid, work less, or something.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, get paid, work less. That's always been my problem, because as soon as I get paid for a job, I then take a month off, and then I have to work. So what it turns out is get paid, work less, have to work a lot more,
get fired more.
get paid, work less, get fired.
And then on the other calf,
where's daddy? I'm okay. Happy. I'm happy with my choices.
I think you've done well. Bad,
thanks, yeah. Man. I'm happy with it. Yeah. Clarkey, what are you thinking?
It's tricky.
It is tricky.
I mean, it is tricky.
You've had time to think about it.
Dench is a great choice. Well, obviously for me...
Dench is a great choice.
Dench is a great choice.
To paraphrase Anchorman. Dench is a great choice.
Jackie Chan. Full back.
Yeah.
Still alive, full back. What role?
Oh, now you're asking, Tom. Young Master.
Rush Hour 2?
Absolutely. Rush Hour 2, yeah. And when you say full back, Clarkey, you haven't got a full back.
So yeah, full back right below the buttocks.
Are you hoping in the same way that bald men wear glasses to try and break up their face?
Yeah.
Are you hoping that Chan full back will help suddenly define your back area?
Yeah, totally. He'll be karate chopping cleaving my buttocks in half.
Oh my god, that's a great tattoo.
That's
actually
a really good tattoo, actually, Clark.
Chan karate chopping into your crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wearing his famous tuxedo. Going for it. Love it. That's a great, you know what? You've done very well there as well.
Thank you.
Two good choices. Parry, what are you thinking?
The thing we're getting to here is, are you playing the person or the, like, are you inking the person or the role? That is the ultimate question for this woman.
Because you don't want to be down the line having to be at a party and go, look, it's him in House of Cards. I admire that guy's nefarious political nous as opposed to anything else.
Sounds
a bit like nous.
It's the more redeemable part of him, his role in House of Cards.
He's playing an awful baddie, yeah.
There is a world where this woman went into her tattoo parlour and said, give me the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland.
Fell asleep.
The tattoo artist had happened to watch the remake three nights ago and said, oh, here we go.
Yeah, I've got it for you. Don't worry. In fact, lie on the table, pop these headphones on, you know, watch a bit of telly here. You are going to absolutely love this. Have you seen Big Fish? I'll pop that on the DVD player for you. How do you feel about the remake of Planet of the Apes? I love it. Here you go.
You know, there's every chance, basically.
House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you know what, right? In that role, she's got like a very enlarged forehead, doesn't she? Is that right?
Yes.
Do you think it was just Helena Bonham Carter, but because of the shape of the calf,
I'm going to get Helena Bonham Carter tattooed on my calf. I'm also buying a Peloton. It's a big day for me. New year, new me. She starts working out, gets those diamond calves.
It started out as Helena Bonham Carter in Fight Club, and she's exercised her way through to Alice in Wonderland, basically.
Gonna have to even her out with some cankles.
Okay. Well, that could be a way to go, right? I could have Christian Bale tattooed on my stomach.
Yeah. And then wow.
He could expand and contract with me
according to the roles.
Become very well. He's never going to be in the mechanic again. I didn't break that to him, but like
it's the machinist. He's not doesn't work at Quick Fit. I tell you what, you can't get quicker.
Have something to eat, man.
That's the reason you changed the oil so quickly. You don't stop for a bloody sandwich, mate.
He is the mechanic.
He's the mechanic. I think the mechanic is probably a Jason Statham movie.
I think it is,
movie,
yeah.
Statham did the remake, did he? Yeah.
Refused to lose. If anything, put on more weight. He ate Christian Bale. Stuck him in a Nutribullet.
Just snaps him in the opening sequence. But, you know, that way then, Bale could transform into all his various roles over the course of my, journey.
Yeah, you're ever...
I really can't wait for your Batman face, mate.
I think, Tom, no offence, but you might be better off getting a member of the Klump family on your, on your belly.
No offence taken. My aunt's joy on one cuff, the club's on the other. off we go. Crosby doesn't bat an eyelid.
Nope.
Crosby goes, oh yeah, no, of course, yeah. What's new?
Yeah.
Clark,
yeah.
You had your hair cut? Cause,
Bit odd. Clark's gone for a short back and size, but no.
Bit weird, you gone for a haircut.
Tom's, oh, Tom, no, that, Tom's,
that's, no. Just, that's just parry. Anyway... what about because like obviously it's got to be something or someone that makes you happy at the thought of them doing that thing, right?
Yeah
that's nice.
So I've got two for you. You can tell me which one's the strongest to go for.
Okay,
either Leslie Nielsen in any of the Naked Gun as Drebin.
Oh yeah
really nice actually.
Yeah. You're going to get OJ next to him as well?
No, just going to be just off the side.
Sure. Not even the bit where he's in a wheelchair flying off down the stands.
Especially not that bit.
Okay, so Drebin.
Drebin. I can't quite work out which classic kind of Drebin thing he could be doing. And then, or Lloyd Bridges doing the hanky through his ears in Hot Shots Project. Because you can't not be cheered thinking of that.
Do we moment. Still have Lloyd Bridges?
Oh, he's out there. Oh, in fact, we haven't got Leslie Nielsen either.
We don't have Nielsen either, it's tricky.
What a way to find out.
Yeah, I mean, you've been hoisted by your own rules here. Yeah, we've lost Lloyd and we've lost Leslie, I think, yeah.
Do you think we're going to get a new Hot Shots?
Oh, because there's a new Top Gun?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like it. I would like it. I mean, Charlie Sheen?
No, there's a same bit.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have a wild
You've already
card
got the Tiger Blood tattoo. Just stick it next to that. Your hashtag winning just above your eyebrow. I've talked about this before, but you know why Dappy from N-Dubs got a hashtag tattooed under his eye?
No. Why is that?
So he'd always be trending.
That's his
justification for, yeah, I've got a hashtag on my face, so I'm always trending.
It's not good, is it? It's not good enough, that.
I mean,
no,
it doesn't...
No, it's not good. And crucially, doesn't not an actor, scan. Not an actor, so we can't pick him.
Fortunately, and I know which iteration of Dappy I'd get personally.
Absolutely.
I know the photo. Big it's always there in the back of my mind, I'll tell you that much.
Yes, right. So you've picked, unfortunately, two people who've passed. Now, you've not gone for...
That's a
shame,
because they were great choices.
Good choices. I think reasonably, you've not gone for Hanks, who I know you love, Costner, who I know you love.
Yeah, I was expecting a Costner.
Both still with us. I would say one a safer bet than the other, but who knows?
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. You're talking about the two soundest...
Oh, yeah.
Soundest cards in the pack.
I'm not saying that there's a sniff around either of them, but I was going to say, if I had to put serious money on it, yeah, I'm backing Hanks all the way. I think any sane gambler would.
Has Tom Hanks invented a machine that's going to take all the oil out of the oceans? No,
he hasn't.
Right, so
yes, yeah,
sure.
He's wasting his time.
Hanks can talk
movies.
A good game. Yeah. He can talk a good game, but who's actually saving the future of the planet? Costner and his brother.
Well, what about?
Although
Costner's brother,
yeah, Costner and his brother.
Costner's brother invented this machine. Yeah,
Costner and his brother.
One on each calf.
and if you bring your legs together, it's like they're shaking hands with each other.
Yes, Barry.
And they clean all the oil from out of my arsehole.
I'm
trying to find a way to surprise Crosby, basically. I've got to start pushing the bat out with these tattoos.
Hey,
he's not going to bat an eyelid.
All I'm saying is, Tom, I'm an actor.
Yes, you are an actor.
Well, I've got a self-tape to do today and I don't want to do it. I might
you've
not.
Got to, you've got to. What?
What's that on your chest? Did you not see the Fall the Tires advert?
Oh, boy. It's a classic.
If I had Hanks and Costner on each knee...
Yeah.
People are going to enjoy that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was knees are a good one as well, because Ozzy Osbourne's got two smiley faces that he did himself on his knees to cheer him up when he's on the loo, and
okay,
and that's
so there you go.
That's a good one, isn't it? You know,
like, you can have a psychological chat with Hanks and Costner whilst you're on the toilet.
I'm off to meet Hanks and Costner.
Don't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that
Excuse
at all.
Excuse me. Where's your loo, by the way? I'm off to meet Hanks and Costner. Great.
I'm going to drop some like oil into the ocean.
This seagull's going to be a real jip.
fish that out, Costner. Roles, I would say Costner.
You're
going to
get them tattooed on your rolls.
Christian Bale's on my rolls. Yeah. Costner's got to be Robin Hood, right?
Yeah.
Either that because or else? Draft Day, where he plays the CEO of the Cleveland Browns. But I don't think that's
I'd say
quite,
Robin Hood. Robin Hood's
I don't
a
think
better
that's
one.
Quite as iconic an image.
The Prince of Thieves, yeah, or the CEO of the Cleveland Browns.
Draft day. Oh, it's the Cleveland Browns.
Because you do say I'm off to meet the CEO of the Cleveland Browns, don't you, when you pop into the lab as well?
Currently, I do. Yeah.
So maybe it works. I'm off to have a chat with the CEO of the Cleveland Browns.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, I like it. So you're going for...
Robin Hood,
Prince of Thieves. Again, good, you know, because it's like Queen of Hearts. It's a sort of established character. But
What about Hank staring up towards my arsehole saying, "Houston, we have a problem." And he has to slingshot all the way back around my
slingshot, yeah. You have to use Tom's gravitational pull to get him back.
To slingshot back round to the other side.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if you got that.
I know. There's very little I can do to surprise you.
Surprisingly unflappable today. Something about, I don't know what it is, but when it comes to you and the ink,
it'll
take a lot to shock me.
At the top of my arse, there's Hanks, and then there's a little diagram that slingshots him all the way down the calf, round my auntie, and all the way back up in an Apollo 13 trajectory, waving to Costa as he goes past. Crosby doesn't even blink twice.
Par for the course with Parry. I'm not going to say it's classic Parry, sure, but doesn't shock me.
Crosby wouldn't even take his earphones out. New rave, blaring away. Wouldn't even press pause on the chick-chick-chicks. Who would, though?
Who would?
You can't, can you
wouldn't
really?
Wouldn't even drop my glow sticks. Wouldn't even take the whistle wouldn't fall from my mouth.
I mean, that's my fault for approaching you mid-rave. Like, if I've gone to the extent to get all those tattoos done, don't try and surprise Crosby when he's in the zone.
Tom, listen to the song that's playing. It's not over yet. This club goes till 1 o'clock. And then we'll have a chat afterwards in the taxi home.
Matthew wasn't surprised, but he was very loved up. Really enjoyed my tattoo.
Please stop licking my tattoo.
It's my auntie. Show some respect.
Oh, God, I think I got off with Auntie Joy last night.
Okay, well, I feel like at least now we know. At least now we know where
we're going. At least now we know. End it there, I think.
At least now we know.
We know a lot of stuff.
My two favourite actors are dead. Something.
I'm not going to lie, Parry, it's been a tough record for you, hasn't it? This hasn't been the easiest show you've had to record.
Next thing you'll be telling me the Zootons have broken up. Bloody hell.
I think they're still kicking, aren't they?
Probably are, yeah.
Surely they are.
There's been obvious reunions, but I don't think they'll still be oh my God, they're supporting Nile Rodgers on tour. Niall, raise your bar, lad, you're a legend.
What are you talking about? The Zootons are fantastic. Fantastic, yeah.
Okay.
Listen,
okay. I mean, me and Tom would see him. It's great.
I think if you've got the classic songs and you're still willing to play them, you're a great band.
Absolutely.
What an ending.
Words of encouragement for the Zootons from Matthew. You're very welcome.
House meeting.
What's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting.
Well, there you go.
I hope you had fun with everyone.
If you've been affected by any of the issues in today's episodes,
if you're a member of the Zootons.
Yeah, if you're a member of the Zootons or Helena Bonham Carter or you have a tattoo. Oh, you know what? I'd love it if any of our listeners have got or know of people who have living actors tattooed on their body. I'd love to know. Surely there's got to be somebody out there will have
send
like
us some pics. Yeah,
have a Harley Quinn or something like that. You know, surely there's got to be someone. That's the other thing as well. If you get into that realm of like cartoon characters and, you know, people from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the character overrides the actor, right?
Yeah.
If you've got Harry, yeah, if you've, totally. If you've got like Harrison Ford as Han Solo, it almost doesn't matter what Harrison Ford does. He's still Han Solo, right?
Yes. Exactly.
So anyway,
It's not Indiana Jones who crashed that plane and killed all those people. It's Indiana Jones, you know what I mean? What we'll probably say in a couple of years' time.
Of course.
Now, a few listeners' inquiries have also been flooding in, so I just wanted to let people know that the Coral are currently on tour, but it's a book tour. They've released a book called The Making of the Debut Album. They're releasing the book, and they're also doing a book tour, an intimate evening of conversations and music with James Shelley and Nick Power. So there you go.
That's going to be a good evening out. Are they playing anywhere close by? Anywhere close by to London or Exeter? Or Australia?
It seems quite...
It's quite Merseycentric.
Quite northern. It's very northern, actually, yeah. I don't think they're coming further south than Leamington Spa, actually. So there we go.
Right, okay, fair enough. Well, I'm willing to travel. Do get yourself tickets. There'll be a ticket in the show notes. Ticket link in the show notes to the show. If you want to go and see the Coral on their book tour, should be a good laugh. Possibly you might see myself and Clark at the Leamington Spa one. We'll be in the queue, yeah, but don't make it about us if you do see us there. It really is about the...
Are you Back to the Future, the musical?
That's
unbelievable.
I'm inviting Clarky despite the fact that he's going to be in Australia. that's how much I'm squeezing you out.
Despite the fact that I'm going to be seeing real coral.
He's going to be swimming in the coral.
Basically, whilst Clarky's abroad, and you can't support us live, throw that support behind Mystic Scouse
in all its incarnations. Please do. Don't forget the Patreon. And just really, really quickly, if you're listening, the person who gave us a very lovely note to say how much they had been helped by the podcast, they passed it in at Flatshare Slamdown, our last recording with Helen Bauer and Nina Conti, which is coming out soon. They gave us a really lovely note, and it meant the world to us. They didn't leave a name, and we didn't want to say anything during the live show because they were in the room, but you know who you are, and it means the world. Thank you so much for saying that, and the feeling is very mutual.
Absolutely right. Thank you very much. And also, the Klaxons are on indefinite hiatus since 2014.
It's a shame. As soon as they write that book,
hate to it.
You
and Clarky,
you'll be there. Don't worry about that. I know it's a schlep for you, Paris. So I wouldn't insult you by inviting you. All right.
It's in Exeter. They're gigging in Exeter. It's the only place they're gigging.
It's the other side of Exeter. Your calves are going to be so sore,
you're not going to want to walk on them.
You're booked in Sweeney Tats the next day.
I can't bend my knees since I had Costa and Hanks tattooed on them. I can only walk straight-legged. Like. I have to be transported around like Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs, which is a back tattoo that I'm severely regretting.
Who knew he was going to turn bad, though?
No. Not Hannibal Lecter, surely. Come on.
Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Great to have you back, Emma.
Cheers, everyone. Bye. Please pray be upstanding for the Patriot Neighborhood Watch roll call. I danced around until I felt kaput and shot myself in front of Samuel Foote.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
And as I lay there, I was dying. I looked up and who should be there but William Ryan.
Then I looked up into the sky. I saw a heron passing by to shave his.
a wonderful story from Ben and Clark.
What are you doing, you naughty heron? You should be down here with Sarah Baron.
I was starting to die, and then I shit myself. I thought, let's stop that, I'll take some Imodium. Thank you for passing it to me, Cryptosporidium.
And as the And as the Imodium went through my system, Cryptosporidium smiled at me. I said, "Where'd you get this Imodium from?" He said, "I bought it from Jimmy P."
And there I was looking down at my stool. I said, "Gosh, look at that, Raoul." And then I thought I'd watch the play Hamlet, but instead I died in the arms of Ryan Hamlet. The rest is silence. That concludes today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.